Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I'll never forget Sheila. She was in her early 70s when I first met her, and every Friday evening, without fail, she helped out with her church's youth club. The church was on a rough estate, and the evenings were full of action, shall we say. The young people were rarely appreciative, and at times violent. The language they used was normally rude and often deeply offensive. And yet, Friday after Friday, Sheila would faithfully go and support the youth club with the hope that it might be a blessing to the young people and possibly even lead them closer to finding faith in Jesus. I only know one word that would explain why someone would act in that way, and the word is love. Sheila truly loved those young people, and nothing would stop her seeking to help them. I've started with a personal example because we all know how to speak and sing about love, but the real test is whether we can turn our words into action. In this amazing chapter on love, Paul draws the picture of a person who seems to have collected every spiritual gift. This person is not just a great preacher, but the best ever. Their knowledge has no limits, and the prophetic gift is so great that they can unpick every mystery they face. On top of all of that, they have faith that is so great that they can move mountains around. To cap it all, their commitment to their faith is so complete that they don't think twice about offering themselves as a martyr. What an amazing person. But Paul adds that even if all of those things are true of you, if you have no love, then your life is just a lot of hot air. Love needs to take first place in our lives. Our God of love longs for us to reflect His love to His world. So let me ask you a question. Who has shown you the most powerful example of love? And now let me pray with you. God of love, we worship You. Help us to reflect Your love to those we meet today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that these talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.